But all of this social crisis, all of these internal factors, were absolutely and utterly shaped by one important external factor. And that was the arrival of the empires of the West, in particular Britain and then France, and also the United States, which often doesn't think of itself as an empire, but actually really is in this context, certainly. And again, some of the story is well known, but from the 1840s, 1850s onwards, the newly expanding Victorian empires, particularly Britain, wanted to open up large parts of the world for trade. China was in those days a relatively closed kingdom. There was a limited amount of trade with the West, but not huge amounts. And with their gunboats and with their missionaries, the Westerners arrived in China's ports demanding entry. Essentially, their weaponry was superior, so they were able to blast their way in. But they also brought something much more powerful that the Chinese found both frightening and also potentially very attractive. And that was differing types of political thought. Ideas which often seem very natural, or at least part of the intellectual environment that we all live in the West, ideas like nationalism or citizenship or the idea of elected states, these are all things that emerged actually largely through Japan, which often got the ideas first and then were brought into China from Japan, but basically brought into the context of East Asia in the late 19th century. And this provided a whole variety of different ways of thinking. For instance, it's no surprise in this context, when people were thinking about different types of political thinking, that their solution for a revolutionary situation was not to replace the dynasty with another emperor, which is what would have happened for 2,000 years before, but instead with a republic, a modern system of government that would be very Chinese. It clearly would be ruled by and designed by Chinese people, but drawing on ideas that had come from the West. And the ideas that underpinned this, ideas that China needed to change from being an empire in a sort of pre-modern world to being a nation state in an international system where nations competed with each other, this was very much at the heart of the kind of thinking that underpinned the revolutionaries of 1911. They had been influenced by writers such as Yen Fu, a Chinese who had been to London, studied there for many years, and had, amongst others, translated the works of the political thinker John Stuart Mill. And this sort of new thinking proved very, very influential, not just in the question of shall we get rid of the existing dynasty, but also what shall we put in its place?